In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Please be advised. This show contains adult language, violent acts, and triggering situations. Not advised for children under the age of 13.
Jesus, wake up, man! Sam, what the fuck?
Shit. I'm sorry. Why are you shaking me, man?
Because you were having a nightmare. The screaming about it, a shiny gentleman. So what the fuck is a shiny gentleman?
You misheard me.
I didn't. You said it like 8 times.
Look, you can't... This therapy shit with my PO, it's bringing up a lot.
Is she even a licensed therapist?
Is anybody?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I got an appointment today. Gonna need clean urine.
Yeah, I know, man. Then why do you think I'm drinking this?
Is that hot tea?
Yeah. And with lemon, a little bit of honey. What? It's freezing in here. Now you want one?
Well, unless there's whiskey in it, I'll just take a coffee.
You sure?
Yeah, trust me. I'm positive.
Q-Code presents Baraska, created by Rebecca Klingel, starring and produced by Cole Sprouse.
Your urine came back positive.
For what?
It concerns me that you don't know.
Pregnancy?
Sam.
I mean, what can I say? I'm a popular guy.
It's positive for cannabis.
Well, I mean, who isn't smoking that?
It's still a violation of your parole.
Uh-oh.
Listen, I'm gonna log that test as negative for all controlled substances. I understand that talking about your story might be forcing you to confront old traumas, so I guess at the end of the day, I'm just happy you're only using weed.
Thanks, Miss Dixon.
But that does not mean that this can happen again. Stick to cigarettes if you need to smoke something.
What if I need something stronger?
Caffeine.
You want me to smoke caffeine?
Stop being a smartass. Come on, I'm doing you a favor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the last time we spoke, the three of you had decided to go to a Baraska party. Did you go?
Yeah.
And how was it?
It's fine, really.
You don't think this looks fucking stupid?
The hat?
Yeah. Do you think I can pull off a trucker hat?
I think anything that distracts from your face is an improvement. Ugh, ow! Jesus.
Is it this house?
Keep going. The Litzig house is the green one. There she is.
Quiet, Wes. Back inside, you little hellions.
You can't get me. Not fair. You're Baker.
Wesley.
You're dead. I saw you touch the tree. Now the skin men are gonna come and eat you.
I did not. You said that one was the triple tree.
Boys, get in here immediately. It's almost 10 o'clock at night.
Sorry, Mrs. Litzig. They're excellent escapees.
It's all right, Kimber. I know who my sons are. Back inside.
Oh, man.
So, do you kids have plans for the night?
No, ma'am. Just going to hang out at my house.
You're certainly dressed like you have plans.
Amanda, the only thing I'm doing tonight is dreaming about what could have been if Alan had met you first.
Oh, my lord, Kyle. That's absurd.
It breaks my heart to hear you say that, Mandy.
Oh, stop.
Bye, Mrs. Lutzig.
Bye, Kimber. Thank you.
We could have really been something, you and me.
Come on, you dickhead.
I will live in thy heart, die in thy lap, and be buried in thy eyes.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Moreover, I will go with thee to thy uncle.
You're an embarrassment.
Think about it, Mandy.
Are we sure there's a party tonight? There's nobody else on this trail.
That's because everybody else is already there.
I can hear people up the mountain. Just listen. Come on, we're almost there.
Do you want me to come down there and carry you up, Kyle?
Fuck off.
Or, you know, I could send Kimber down, and that'll do way more damage to your dignity, though.
Which, let's be honest, is pretty much a lost cause anyway.
What I want to know is, how the fuck did they get the kegs up that ladder?
Maybe they weren't pussies.
Oh my god, get back. Come on, Kyle, let's get a drink in you.
Wait. I want to see Sam strike out with Emmeline.
Dude, what the fuck?
You can see him strike out from the keg line.
Kimber!
I'm sure you'll do fine, just be yourself!
Hey, and remember, the most important thing is to have fun, Sammy.
Come on!
Hey, Emmeline.
Oh my god, Sam, you came. Fashionably late, I dig it.
Yeah, that's me. Fashionable.
Oh yeah, that hat really screams Milan.
Paige, stop.
And your face really screams nose job.
Oh, please, I have never had a nose job.
I know, but you need one.
Fuck you, Walker.
Oh, come on. I love her, but she had that one coming.
Yeah. So, do you want something to drink?
Actually, I'm already holding a full beer. See?
Fuck off, Kyle.
So, do you want a drink? I could wait with you, in line.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I can't believe you closed, man. I thought for sure you lost with that opening line.
Can we just not call it close? Like, Emmeline is some sort of a deal? It's gross.
Sorry. I just can't believe that you're going out with her, though. I'm really having a hard time wrapping my head around that.
I told you, she liked my face.
Well, when are you seeing her again?
Well, technically tomorrow at work, but we're going out Friday.
To Mike Sutton's thing?
Yep.
Baby, we're going, right?
Oh, my mom needs me to stay in with her Friday night, watch movies and girl stuff, I guess.
But it's a graduation party. I mean, it's like the graduation party of our class. Everybody's going to be there.
Well, not me.
I'll just...
No, Kyle, you won't. You're going to that party. You've been talking about it for weeks.
Yeah, but it's no fun if you're not there.
Well, thanks, man.
Sorry, Sam, but Kimber's just funnier than you and prettier.
She's not funnier than me.
Go, Kyle, you'll have fun.
Playing third wheel to those two? Don't do that to me, Kay. I'm an accomplished flirt, a prodigy. It's like making Scorsese sit through Jack and Jill.
You are not the Scorsese of flirting.
Oh, I am.
He is.
So, is this really all there is to a Borrasca party?
Yes. Now, you see why I didn't tell you guys? It's no big deal.
Honestly, it feels like every other party. Except at the end, Sam might actually get laid at this one.
Unlike you.
God, I can't believe you fucking told him that, Kay.
Aw, there's nothing wrong with being a virgin, baby.
No, but there's something wrong about my goddamn little brother being at this party. Hey, Parker!
Parker's here? Holy shit.
It's always the quiet ones.
Parker, get over here.
Never seen you on one of these things.
What? How many Borrasca parties have you been to?
It's like my fourth.
Your fourth? How is that even possible? You're like 14.
So?
So you're too young for girls like these.
I'm not too young for Lily Wallstein.
Fuck off. You're not dating Lily Wallstein. She's a junior.
Didn't say I was dating her.
No fucking way.
Parker! Come back, baby. I'm cold. I need someone to hug.
Later, virgins.
Holy shit. That is Lily fucking Wallstein.
Damn. I must have really rubbed off on that kid.
Shit.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine, it's really...
I know, you're gonna freeze in this if we don't dry it out.
I'm fine.
Hey, I know you. You're the lady that does the history presentations at school.
Oh, Karen, right?
Catherine. I never forget a pretty lady's name.
Well, that's enough, Mr. Landy. But yes, that's me.
Aren't you a little...
Sam!
What? I'm just asking.
Old to be here? God, yes. But I come sometimes anyway. I remember playing in this fort when I was a kid. The Borrasca parties back then were invitation only. Now anyone can come.
Hey, is it true, the whole thing about the women in white?
Of course it's true. You doubting me, Walker?
Yeah, sorta. It sounds fake as hell.
Saunders.
Still not over it, huh?
So is it real?
It absolutely is.
Where do the people go when they're chosen? They never talk about it after.
No idea. They just pick three girls, take them out into the woods somewhere, and then they all come back.
Is it always girls?
I don't know. Every time I've been here for it, it has been.
Hey, I have a question. You seem to know more about Driskin than anybody, so maybe you can answer it. It's about the McCaskey kids.
Okay, shoot.
I'm getting a beer.
My boss, Mira, her dad was one, right?
Mira Daly? Yes, her father was a McCaskey. Not one of the four that went missing, though.
So, the four that went missing, they went in there to play and got lost, right?
That's the theory.
But their bodies were never found?
No, they were never found. Then again, the city called off the search after 2 days.
Why?
Why indeed, Walker. Why indeed?
Shut up, Saunders.
It was 1953. We were broke. The mines had run out of ore the decade before. People had moved away. God, Driskin was so poor, most of the stores in town were out of business. The whole city was pretty much dead.
So why bother collapsing the mines then? That had to be expensive.
Because it's cheaper than paying for a search and rescue operation should another person go missing. They decided to end the search for the boys and just condemn the mines. The Prescotts and McCaskies were pissed.
And the implosion was fucked up, right?
Right. It didn't go as planned. The city went with the cheapest bid. Blew what was left of the iron ore belts right down, breaking into the water table. The city spent millions trying to purify our water.
But... So why is Driskin so much better now? It's really rich around here.
It's straight up Stepford Wives around here. A smile on every face, a baby in every carriage.
Because of the Prescott family. They bought all the stores in Driskin, revamped them, opened them back up.
Opened the factory off 119th, too.
Uh-huh. They brought lots of jobs back to town.
Are we still talking about this boring shit?
Aw, cheer up, Kyle.
Ah, come on, man. Don't touch me.
Okay, but why would the Prescotts invest in Driskin if they hated the town for giving up on the search?
That is the million-dollar question.
The Prescotts had been here for generations. Their blood was in the soil. I don't think it's so strange that they wanted to stay.
No, what's strange is that they had the money to flip the town in the first place. The Prescotts were poor as fuck back then, too, just like everybody else. So where'd the money come from?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask Jimmy Prescott about that.
The last thing that fucker is getting from me is polite conversation.
Yes, yes, you're very badass. Oh, come on, people are going outside. It's almost one.
Ha, that's my cue to head home. Have a nice night, guys.
Bye, Catherine. Thanks for coming.
Why is it that no matter where I am with you, it always feels like you're the host of the party?
Because I always am, Sam. Come on, let's go outside and see who they pick tonight.
I hope I get picked tonight. My little sister was chosen at a Borrasca party last year. She didn't tell me what happened to her, only that it hurt a little.
I can't believe I got down that rope ladder this drunk.
You didn't. You fell the last half.
Still got down, didn't I?
Do we really want to stay for this? I mean, it's not like they're going to pick all three of us.
Well, it's not likely that they'll pick any of us. There's like 100 people here.
Look, there's the people in the woods.
I don't see anything.
It's right there. There's like a line of 8 people coming through the trees in white cloaks?
Ponchos?
Robes. Oh, shh.
Do you recognize any of them?
No, those black masks hide too much of their faces.
It looks like cheap Mardi Gras masks. Lots of feathers and very confusing.
What look are they even going for? Paper mache sheet?
Jesus, would you just shut up?
You.
You?
Ask her. Tell her I want to go too.
Can I bring my boyfriend with me?
Only you. And the last?
Nope. Better keep that finger moving, honey.
You.
Fuck. Nope, not her. Pick someone else.
Kyle.
I said we have chosen her.
And I said keep that bony finger moving, witch.
Kyle.
Kimber, you're not going with them. There's no fucking way.
I want to.
Too fucking bad, Kay.
Too fucking bad for you. I'm going. I'll come back. Everyone always does.
Do you come, or do we leave with only two?
Leave with only two.
Nope. Not this time, boys. I'm going.
Kimber, fuck! Get back here. This is crazy. This is not a good idea.
Save your breath. I know that girl better than anyone, and she is not backing down. You better bring her back.
We always bring them back.
Wait. Kimber, we'll wait for you by the rock. Mile marker one.
Relax. I love you, Kyle.
I love you too.
Fuck. Why can't we just wait for her here?
Well, they'll kick you out if you try.
Damn, Saunders, what are you fucking everywhere?
I don't understand why we can't stay at the treehouse. Who's gonna kick us out?
Just people.
We should try to wait up there.
They'll catch you. They caught me and Mike both times we tried.
Yeah, well, we're not as stupid as you and Mike.
Relax, boys, relax. She'll come back. They always come back down the mountain.
Who the fuck are you? Don't touch me.
Damn, guy, you're like 40 years old. What the hell are you doing at a party with a bunch of kids?
It's creepy as fuck, man.
Aw, boys, this is Kevin Vanderveld. Runs the sanitation company in town.
Yeah, he smells like it.
Calm down, friends, calm down. I don't come to the party to hit on the teenage girls.
Yeah, what do you come for?
I come to watch.
That's just as gross, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Seen a lot, too, man. Saw your sister get picked, Walker, about like 5 or 6 years ago now.
What?
Hey, your sister, Whitney. She got chosen at her very first Baraska party.
How the fuck do you know my sister?
I didn't say I did, man.
Sam, how do you know her?
Would you let go? I can't just...
Sam,
how did you know Whitney?
Sam, stop. You can't fucking breathe.
How?
I never fucking met her. I only knew who she was because of the news. I recognized her in the paper from the party.
You're telling me that Whitney not only went to a Baraska party, she was also chosen at one? She went somewhere with those fucking bitches?
Yeah, man.
When was this?
I told you. Like 5 years ago, man.
No, you said you recognized her in the paper because you saw her at the party, right?
Yeah.
So how long after the party before she went missing?
I don't fucking know, man.
Well, you better figure it out. Because not one of these drunk motherfuckers is gonna lift a hand to save you from your ass beating.
All right. I mean, okay, it must have been about a month later, maybe? Maybe less.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah.
We gotta find her. I knew she shouldn't have gone with those people.
I know. Maybe we can...
Ow! That's my foot, asshole!
Sorry.
You're going the wrong way!
Maybe we can get to her before they get where they're going.
Impossible!
Jesus, Saunders.
Where the fuck did you come from?
Go back down with everyone else.
Look, I heard what Kevin said, and I care about Kimber, too.
We don't give a shit.
Come on, you guys.
No.
Did you know, Phil? Did you fucking know Whitney was picked at one of these parties?
No, man, I was 12 when Whitney went missing. And if I'd heard that story, I would have told you.
There's Ambercut. Let's skirt around it. Which way did they go?
I don't know. It was too dark to see.
I saw where they went.
Where?
They went west.
Well, which fucking way is west, Magellan?
Christ, just follow me.
I can't believe Kimber ever dated you, man.
Well, maybe there's something special about me that you just can't see.
Yeah, there's something special, all right.
Something a little south of the equator, if you know what I mean.
Stop talking or I'll bury you in these woods.
All Alright, really, lads, what if they turned at some point? We've been walking in a straight line for 20 minutes now.
Do you have a better idea?
No.
Shut up.
These woods are scary at night. You know, what if we get lost up here and never find our way back?
And your mother gets to make a new wish on her next birthday.
Fuck you, my mama loves me.
Shut up, look. There's a light over there. In that clearing.
Shit, be quiet. Ouch, you're on my hand!
Shut up, Saunders. Who are those guys?
How do you know they're guys? They're wearing black cloaks.
Robes. And because all three of those dudes are tall as fuck.
And their masks are white. They're wearing the opposite of the women in white.
Why is Kimber holding her hand out like that?
What's on her finger?
Plus, she's...
What's he doing to that girl's hand?
He's... Oh, fuck. That's blood. There's blood on her.
Did he just slice her hand open?
Shh. Is this some sort of blood ceremony or sacrifice or something?
Oh, how cliche.
Boys? How long we staying?
I ain't leaving without Kimber.
We may not have a choice. I think something else is out here.
I'm not leaving her.
Looks like you don't have to. The guys in the black robes are leaving.
She's heading back down with those ladies in white.
Shit, let's go. I told her we'd meet her at the boulder. Where is she? It's been half an hour.
Well, maybe the ladies stopped to give them the old tell anyone we stabbed you in the hand and we'll kill your family's warning.
That doesn't take half an hour.
You guys mind if I head out?
Honestly, I'd mind more if you stayed.
Cool. See you guys tomorrow.
You got your bowl on you?
Yeah.
Hand it over. Shit. It's cashed. You have any weed?
You're the one with the job, man.
Shit.
Yo, Saunders!
Don't bring that asshole back here.
Fuck. No, he's gone anyway.
If Kimber's hand is cut open, when she gets back here, I'm going back up that mountain, Sam. I will burn Ambercut to the fucking ground.
That's a bit much.
Kimber?
Kyle?
Thank God.
Oh my God, that was so weird.
What did they do to your hand?
They didn't do anything to my hand.
Bull. Shit, Kimber, we were there.
You were there? What do you mean you were there?
We followed you. All the way to the clearing, we saw them cut that girl.
You followed me? Jesus, you can't let me do anything without playing secret fucking Agent Landy, can you? You're not my fucking bodyguard, Kyle.
Bodyguards aren't secret agents.
And plus, it's dangerous. We don't know who saw you.
Don't give a shit. And we didn't come up there because we thought you couldn't handle yourself, Kay. We weren't gonna follow you at all.
But you did.
Yeah, because we found out from some fuck that Whitney was picked at a Baraska party right before she disappeared.
What? I didn't know Whitney went to a Baraska party.
Yeah, neither did we. We only followed because we care about you, Kay.
Exactly.
Phil Saunders came too.
No, he didn't.
So please, Kimber, we care. We love you. Now let us see your fucking hand.
They didn't do anything to my hand.
Well, then let's see it, because I swear I saw you wearing a bandage.
It's just my finger, okay? Look.
What the fuck did they do to your finger?
They took a blood sample.
What the hell? Why did you let them do that?
Kyle, there were three very big men demanding it of me. I didn't really feel like declining was an option.
What did they want with your blood?
I don't know, but I have a theory. Let's talk about it in the car. I'm freezing.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Sam, you got any Band-Aids?
Check the glove.
All that's in here is a tire gauge, old receipts, and a glass pipe.
Oh, shit. Hand me that pipe. Kyle, you want to hit this? It's almost cash.
Nope. I want Kimber to tell us what happened out there with those freaks.
Right. Okay. So, the ladies in white made us follow them and wouldn't answer any questions. We walked for almost 30 minutes and then came to this, like, clearing that I assume you guys saw.
Yeah.
So, we get there, and there's these three men standing in front of us. They said nothing. Then each one pointed to one of us.
Which one pointed at you?
The one on the left.
You don't know who he was?
No.
What happened when he pointed at you?
A finger prick.
He did fucking what?
A finger prick, idiot.
Yeah, as in taking blood.
Oh, right.
Why did they take your blood?
I don't know, but I think it was to test it. They put it on one of those little glass testing plates.
For a microscope?
I don't know. As soon as they had one from all three of us, they left, and the ladies led us back to Ambercott Fort.
Shit.
Did they say anything to you before they left you there?
I was getting to that.
Well, come on, woman, we need the whole story.
I said I was getting there. Look, as soon as we got back to the treehouse, one of the women told us that we weren't allowed to tell anyone what happened out there, and that if we did, it would mean the end.
What the fuck does that mean?
The end of what?
She didn't say anything else, just that it would be the end. Then they left. On the walk down, Tyra said she's probably going to tell her boyfriend anyway.
Tyra O'Connell?
Yeah, Kyle, you didn't recognize her?
No.
You dated her for like 6 months freshman year.
Yeah, it was just to make you jealous.
Didn't work, by the way.
I think it did.
Here's the thing. One of the men, even though he didn't talk, I'm pretty sure it was Jimmy Prescott.
Of course it fucking was.
Was it Essence DeLouvre?
Yes, how'd you know?
I think he bathes in it. I can smell him from the back of the store when he comes in.
It's not doing anything for him.
It's no surprise. The Prescotts are into weird shit.
What do you think they were looking for in your blood?
I don't know. It was so weird.
You know what I think? I think I'm gonna go visit Jimmy Prescott tomorrow.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, Sam's right. He won't tell you shit.
But they have a sample of Kimber's blood. We can't just leave it like this.
Well, maybe we should talk to Tom.
Tom who?
Tom Prescott, Jimmy's dad.
At the insane asylum?
Oh my god, for the last time, it's not an asylum, it's a live-in hospital. Although I think last year they moved him back into the hospice.
He finally kicking it?
Maybe. Either way, I think we should talk to him. He might give us something. He's been losing his mind for years.
Great. Should make it easier to get information out of him.
That's what I'm thinking. You guys want to go to Cape Girardeau after school tomorrow and talk to him?
Let's just ditch.
Yeah, fuck it. It's the last week of school anyway.
But in only a few months, we're going away to different colleges. It's our last week at school together ever.
Yeah, okay. That's something to rejoice, not drag out.
Come on, please, you guys?
Fine.
Fine. We can go after school tomorrow.
Yay. Okay, so we might have to pretend we're family to get in to see him.
This place looks like shit. I can't believe he lives here with the amount of money he has.
Jimmy probably picked it.
I bet Jimmy has power of attorney over Tom by now. He definitely picked this facility.
What a shitty place to put your dad.
Well, Jimmy's a shitty person.
Come on. Game plan. Let's get our story straight. I'm one of Tom's nieces. Sam, you're my boyfriend. And Kyle, you're my brother.
What? Why the fuck can't I be your boyfriend, like in, you know, real life?
Because you're a redhead like me and I think it'd be easier to buy.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. I make a way more believable boyfriend than you do.
Not to a girl who looks like Kimber.
Shut up, this is what we're doing. I'll do the talking, got it?
Yep.
I wasn't talking to you. Got it, Chatty Cathy?
Yeah, I fucking got it. I'm just your mute brother.
Perfect, let's go.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'm here to visit my...
Sign this, and I'll look up her room.
His. I'm here to see my great-uncle.
How nice. Name?
Sure. My name is...
No, not yours, honey. His.
Oh, Thomas Prescott.
Prescott. Tom Prescott has a 219.
What's a 219?
It's a form signed by his guardian, an approval list for visitors. And you are not on it.
But I haven't even told you my name.
You Jimmy Prescott?
No.
You Killian Cleary?
Obviously not.
Then you're not listed. But... lucky for you, this form expired 2 months ago. And Mr. Prescott hasn't been in to sign a new one.
Can we see him then?
Why not? No one ever visits Tom. Room 105. keep in mind, he might not remember you. Because of the dementia.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
Are these two with you?
Yes, ma'am. Do they need to sign?
No. It's fine.
You're doing a great job, sweetheart.
Come on, Kyle.
It's a regular Fort Knox around here.
Does anyone else think it's weird that the only other person Jimmy allows to see his dad is a retired sheriff? Because I didn't even know him and Killian Cleary were friends.
They're not. I'm pretty sure I've heard Killian call Jimmy a jackass more than once. My dad doesn't like him either.
And your dad likes everyone. Mr. Prescott?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we interrupt your chess game?
It's checkers. And who are you? Do I know you?
Oh, no. Sorry. Yes, you do. I'm your niece, Sadie.
You look like Mira.
She's my cousin. How are you, Tom?
Don't you call me Tom. I'm Mr. Prescott to you, Mira. People's kids used to have more respect.
I'm sorry, sir. Can I sit down?
You kids have no respect. Do you even know who I am? It's my son that's done it. That boy's mama should have whipped him, but she was soft, and now he's running around my town spreading his vulgarity.
My apologies, Mr. Prescott. I never meant to be disrespectful. I greatly admire you. In fact, I'm in awe of you. All of us are.
Where's my son? Where's Jimmy?
I'm not sure, Mr. Prescott, but I'm here.
And why are you here, little girl?
To tell you, to thank you for what you did for Drisking. We were dying, the whole town, and you fixed it. You fixed everything.
I did what I had to do. It was my town. It still is. Who are you, Mira, to come in here and suggest otherwise? You McCaskies always forget. You might be blood, but you ain't no Prescott.
Of course not.
Who are you again?
I'm Mira, Mr. Prescott.
You look young, Mira. Good.
Must be my McCaskey blood.
Ah, you're a McCaskey, huh? I guess that explains why they didn't send you to the mountain.
To the mountain? What's on the mountain?
You know what I meant, young lady. You're not there. They all know I rescued that town. That's my town. They used to let me do anything. Anything I wanted, as long as the money kept coming in. Now I live here, not allowed to leave, like a goddamn prisoner. But it's still my town. You know that, don't you? They all know that.
They do all know that. Everyone knows it's your town.
It'll always be my town. Long as they keep taking my money. They didn't all like it, but they all took the money. They didn't know. Not everything they didn't. But they suspected some. And they must have been okay with it because they kept electing Cleary and they kept taking the money.
What money, Mr. Prescott?
You know damn well what money.
Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot. It's just... You know that noise from the mountain? The scream?
Ah. You're talking about the shiny gentleman.
I am. Can you tell me about him? Who is he? What is he?
He makes the powder, you know that.
Of course, a white powder?
No, Mira. Wet. Like a paste sometimes. And hard to burn. You know that. You know we have to do it.
Yes, but I'm nervous, Mr. Prescott. I'm nervous Uncle Jimmy isn't doing it right.
Well, of course he isn't. That boy has ruined my legacy. Decades of work. And now there's more powder than money. It's the dust of my crumbled empire.
Whoa, Kimber, step back.
Who are you?
Kyle Landy.
What about the skin men?
What? What are you talking about, boy?
An ambercot. What is it? What do they need the blood for?
Who are you?
The triple tree. What's it for?
I haven't authorized triple the price in 20 years.
Sam.
Where is Baraska? Where are the people who disappeared?
Did my idiot son tell you that? Did he offer you triple? He's ruining my town, isn't he? God damn it, Jimmy. You get him in here. Mira,
Get my boy on the phone and you tell Jimmy I want to talk to him. You tell him they're all still mine, Mira. Mira, get Jimmy on the phone.
We gotta go.
Mira, you call Jimmy and tell him I want to talk to him.
Come on, come on.
What's going on? Tom, calm down.
You tell him, Mira. You tell him!
Get out. You've upset him.
What on earth is going on? We can hear this all the way out in the lobby.
I'm sorry. We were just...
Out. Get out!
You'd better go. And don't come back.
Mira! Mira, get my son!
Holy shit.
We should have stayed longer. Calmed him down. God damn it, he was talking.
I know, but it was getting out of control.
What's with the powder? Drugs?
I thought the same thing.
No, he said it was a paste. A wet paste, hard to burn.
I have no idea what that means. Isn't paste inherently wet?
You were great in there, Kay.
You were. You got a lot out of him.
I did.
But we need more.
Sam, how far are we gonna take this?
As far as we need to.
Yep, but what's the goal here?
To find out the truth. About what happened to all those people.
You mean what happened to Whitney?
She's one of them.
The one you care about. Look, man, we're getting in pretty deep here, and I'm with you every step. Every step. But we have to know there's a limit. We're putting Kimber at risk, too.
I can speak for myself.
You always do.
I want to help you find out what happened to Whitney.
Thank you, Kay.
But... Before we tug on this thread, Sam, I need to know you're okay. Because if this is an obsession, it'll never end for you, Sam. Never. You'll live for it. Hi, Daddy. Wait, what's wrong? What do you mean? Dad? Why is she at the hospital?
Drisking General, get there.
I'm on it.
What happened, Kay?
My mom is at the hospital.
What happened?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell me.
It'll be all right. We'll just... Sam, watch the fucking car!
The accident.
Yeah.
What happened?
Car sideswiped us. Ran us off the road. He kept going.
He?
Guy in a pickup truck. I mean, southeast Missouri, it could have been anybody. I never caught him.
And this is the accident where you got your shoulder injury.
Yep.
And they put you on oxycodone for the pain.
Yep.
Which led to your heroin addiction.
No.
No? In the file I have here, you said...
I lied. You want the real story, right?
I do.
That wasn't the start of my heroin addiction, Leah. I was on opiates for 1 week. 25 pills. That's it.
That's more than enough.
No, you're not listening to me. That's it. No refills. And I only took maybe 8 of them.
Your rotator cuff had a severe tear. I can't believe you only took 8.
Well, I did.
How did you deal with your pain?
Got distracted by other shit.
Okay, how about we... Oh, shit. It's my daughter. Can we continue this tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yes, didn't Alice tell you? I have a conflict with our appointment next week, so I hoped we could double up this week.
When tomorrow?
11 a.m. Hey, honey, 1 second, okay? And Sam?
Yeah?
You're not alone anymore.
Okay, Leah.
Tucker!
Why the fuck? Didn't you warn me your piss was dirty?
It's piss, Sam. It's dirty by nature. Well, actually, I think it might be sterile or something.
You know what the fuck I mean. You got high, and you didn't warn me before you gave me the bag?
Sorry, man. Maybe you should use your own pee.
You know I fucking can't.
Hey, you want some of this mac and cheese?
No!
Your loss.
Baraska stars Cole Sprouse as Sam Walker. Additional performances by Beau Knapp as Eric Tucker, Lisa Edelstein as Leah Dixon, Daniel Weber as Kyle Landy, Adam McGraw as Wes Litzik, Violet McGraw as Wyatt Litzik, Sarah Yarkin as Kimber Destaro, Kristen Tepper as Amanda Litzik, Seychelle Gabriel as Emmeline Bonham, Ella Anderson as Paige Berry, Mace Cornell as Parker Landy and Boyfriend, Caroline Newton as Lily Wallstein, Rebecca Field as Catherine Scanlon, Michael Deary as Phil Saunders, Julia Henning as Christy Nanvelt, Louise Lombard as Woman in White, Dylan Bruno as Kevin van der Velde, Stacia Holcomb as Receptionist, James Wellington as Tom Prescott. Created by Rebecca Klingel. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Tess Harrison. Produced by Rob Herding, Dave Henning, Brian Cavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, and Cole Sprouse. Production Executive, Tess Ryan. Original scoring composition by Darren Johnson. Recorded by Ryan Walsh, assisted by Neely Oftering. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Ben Melchev. Sound design by Maria Mora and Juan David Chaparro Perez for Audio 4 Media. Mix and mastering by Ryan Sanchez. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli for Atomic Honey. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Assistant director, Miranda Sampson. Talent coordinator, James Gelberg. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Baraska is a Q-Code production.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.